Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, and welcome to another podcast where we go through some of the news stories that we don't review elsewhere. The ones that almost would slip you by if it weren't for the fact that everyone's talking about various Union Jack St. George's Cross shenanigans these days. Honestly, you mess with a flag, and they come for you. Although I did a Talk TV thing the other night about it, and I just said there wasn't the biggest deal because the GB News, Team GB one, the slightly pink Union Jack had been on sale for months. The only reason anyone cares is because we're still angry for some reason about the Nike thing. And then they tweeted that saying, you know, comedian and broadcaster Stephen Allen says it's not a big deal. Ho-ho, I got a bit of hate from that. Some people think it's a big deal. I think it's worth shouting at me about it. So that was fun. I'll be cheering on a different team during the Olympics or whatever the heck this is about. So we did a radio show by looking at some news stories and whatnot. We then made some comments about them, edited it into a podcast, and it came out smelling like this. On the show today, it looks like we've got an okay array of various things. Jack Nicholson's in the news. Susie Dent is in the news, of course. Those two effectively are always together, aren't they? You know, the actor and the woman from Countdown. Wasps. We have to talk about Wasps that time of year again, I suppose, isn't it? Microsoft's in the news, but I might get rid of that story because it's boring. And how much would you pay for a drink of water? All of those stories and more lie ahead of us. Wrong button. There's a story, well, there's two stories that are almost linked together. One is seagulls and other birds are developing bigger brains, making them more intelligent. Why is that good? I don't need intelligent birds because they're getting better at nicking my chips. Eventually, they'll reach the stage where there'll be a few of them dressed up in a long raincoat going, oh, you got any spare chips there, man? I'll fall for it. As we said yesterday on the show, experts are saying we should like seagulls. They should become our friends. I don't know about that. Because they're saying that they're intelligent birds. Yeah, but people are intelligent, and if people nick my chips, I don't like them either. Well, now they're doing another thing which is just as bad, apparently. Wasps get a bad reputation, according to experts, but it's undeserved. They say that they're universally despised, and yet they do a lot of good. I don't care. Same deal, right? Doesn't matter how much good wasps do. People also do good. But if people turn up and ruin my picnic, try and chase me away from my own blanket, I won't like them. It's not that hard to grasp, is it, Animal Kingdom? Come on. Donald Trump's in the news, but not for the usual things. He's got about 15 court cases going on, which will keep him busy, I suppose. There's the one with Stormy Daniels, which is some sort of adult star. And sounds more like the kind of weather forecast I'd do later, doesn't it? However, the reason he's in the news now is his so-called media company, that's harsh, the social media company that he owns has a stock market value that has plummeted by over $1.6 billion in a week after it went public. It was kind of overvalued anyway, but all social media companies are. It was set to make him $3 billion, which is not a bad payday, is it? But it's plummeted by 1.6. The company's share price fell by more than 21% after it was disclosed that it lost £47 million last year. Yeah, but all social media things lose. What I would say is, Donald Trump's social media has lost a lot of money. And that's the one that I've not managed to join. However, I am on X, Blue Sky, Threads, Instagram, TikTok, and the rest of them. And they've not lost millions and millions of pounds. So maybe, at the moment you can't disprove that, it's all because of me, isn't it? So Donald, if you're listening, if you let people who aren't in America on iPhones join Truth Social, I might have a crack at it. I might not as well. But you never know. It might be worth it, because you're going to need that money, Donald. Good afternoon. This news story I have been laughing about. Oh, I love this. Organic food is not healthier than ordinary food, according to experts. Ah. It just feels good, doesn't it? Because organic food, the only reason people buy it, it's not because it's healthier. It's a virtue signal, isn't it? It's middle class people going, oh, actually, I only ever have organic. And great. Just means you pay a bit more for it by the looks of it. Baron John Kerb said that while it is better environmentally, it's not necessarily more nutritious. No, you can't taste the difference. That's what gets... Oh, no, you really can taste the authentic what, manure? What, have they not? Did you not wash it after it came in from the field? That's why I think you need some dangerous chemicals putting on your crops. It gives you an incentive to actually wash it, and in doing so, you wash all of that manure off there as well. So, do you know what? Maybe my diet isn't that bad after all. This news story shocked me. Someone had posted on social media a picture of something they saw at a train station. So that really could be shocking. There's a lot of weird stuff. Weird stuff goes down at train stations. King's Cross, mate. Ugh. Commuters face being squeezed for every last penny after a pay-per-use water fountain was spotted. This bloke called John Stone saw this white and blue machine at Lambeth, South London. Put a picture online. It's a water machine by company Ape2O. Rude. They selling water to humans and they're calling us apes. Apparently you can get a 500ml or 1 litre serving and it costs 200 pence per 500ml. Well, you've got to bring your own bottle, I suppose, unless you're a very fast drinker. A water fountain that you have to pay for. Passengers are being squeezed for every last penny, said John. Yeah, and do they still do the other thing where you have to pay 30p to use the toilets? Because if you're paying 25p to get half a litre out and then they make 30p when you have to get rid of it later, it's a licence to print money, isn't it? A quick hit on this news story. Susie Dent from Countdown says she wants to be a ghost when she dies. She wants to haunt the Countdown set. I'm presuming then her favourite word will be a vowel, and a consonant. Ooh. Space news. Space. Galaxies become more chaotic the older they get, according to experts. Is this meant to be surprising? They get older and get more chaotic. That just makes that... No, that's not counterintuitive, is it? Have you seen people? Have you seen the Rolling Stones? Have you seen the Spice Girls? Have you seen pretty much anyone? You reach a certain age where you think, I'll just stop caring. And the chaoticness ensues. So what you mean is, galaxies are pretty much the same as everyone you've ever met. I love this story. It's entertainment news, but Larry was busy. Movie legend Jack Nicholson used to order takeaway food from the Playboy Mansion and then zip off without saying hi. So it says here that he was a regular around at Hugh Hefner's pad. Just trying to get the order of what happened here. Hefner's widow, Crystal, said she was that it was rude when Jack stopped by just to get food. Jack Nicholson was at the mansion all the time. Some of the staff called it Nicholson's drive-thru because he would order food, drive up, collect it and leave. I'm presuming he still paid for it, otherwise that's rude. But if you're telling me Jack Nicholson went to Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion and the only thing he did was get some takeaway food and leave, I think he's got the moral high ground here, isn't it? The other stuff they were getting up to are there. He's the clean living one just for ordering a pizza and walking away. This story struck me. A crook admitted stealing a £4.8 million gold toilet from Sir Winston Churchill's birthplace, Blenheim Palace. Loads you can get into here. People will debate Churchill. People will talk about theft. People will talk about the value of the toilet. Why do you want a gold toilet? Isn't the biggest problem with the toilet the fact that it's often, especially in the middle of the night, very cold to sit on? And you've made it from a metal, you fool! No wonder he sounded grumpy all the time. That'll be podcast done. The only story we didn't touch on was Microsoft is to split its meeting and chat app Teams from its office software globally. And, I mean, even I can't be bothered to... Is that even news? I suppose it is. It's all some sort of antitrust thing, I imagine. And, oh dear. Teams, though. No one's using Teams. Like, the big winner from the lockdown was Zoom, wasn't it? And then Teams tried, nowhere near. It's not had the COVID boost that Zoom had. I'd never heard of it before. And the next thing you know, I'm still doing like media bits on it, left, right and centre. If only we were all so lucky. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You could subscribe if you fancy it. Find me on all the social medias apart from Truth Social at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost, daily.